What about this house here?
Oh, this is a home I built after Camille, honey.
How many rooms does it have?
We have 3 bedrooms. We have a bath. We have a hall. We have a kitchen, a dinette, and this hall.
Uh-huh. You call this a parlor?
Mm-hmm.
How's a parlor different from a living room?
It's the same thing. They take expression a different way. Okay. Some says parlor, and some says living room, and some says den.
What about the porch? Is there any other names for porch you ever heard of?
Mm-mm.
What about
gallery? Oh, gallery.
Gallery, yeah.
The only time people called it
a gallery.
Gallery,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Gallery. Gallery.
Uh-huh. G-A-L-L-E-R-Y.
Is that just mean any kind of porch?
Any kind of porch. Some call it a porch. Some call it, old time people call it a gallery.
Uh-huh.
Now we call it a porch, you see.
What about them? Do you ever live in a house that had a fireplace to it?
Not I, honey.
Do you know anything about the fireplace?
No, not I.
You know,
My grandmother used to have a mud oven when I was young.
What was that?
It was out. She had it back of her shed.
Uh huh.
And she used to bake bread in it. It was made out of willow branches, and mud and bricks. Am I?
50 years ago, that.
Years ago, when I was a child. Can't remember
I
that.
I never heard of one of those. The thing that the smoke goes up through, you call that
a chimney.
Chimney, honey.
Uh-huh. What about the place down?
We had a wood stove to keep ourselves warm when we was young.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're coming to when I was young. That's what you're talking
about. You had a wood stove.
Uh-huh.
What about on a fireplace, the thing that comes out in front, maybe made out of bricks or rock?
Mm-hmm. I never had any, honey.
Did you ever hear of anything called a hearth or hearth or hair? What about the thing that would go up above that you could set
a mantle,
clocks and things
on? Yeah,
mantle.
Uh-huh. And the things that you could lay the wood across on.
Beam.
Beam?
Oh, no, in the fireplace.
Oh, wow.
The iron things. Did you ever see those?
Oh, I saw them already, yes, honey. But I mean, we never had them, you understand? I saw them, yeah. We went on tours and toured the homes up the country and all. Yeah, I saw them.
What about if you wanted to start a fire? The kind of wood that you'd use for starting the fire?
Shavings.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
A little kerosene, that's all I remember.
Do you ever hear of kindling or kindling,
yeah.
Kindling.
Yeah, rock.
But,
rock.
But my grandma never used none of
that.
No,
they
used
kindling,
little shavings
wood,
we used to call it.
Uh-huh. What about them? Taking a big piece of wood and setting that toward the back of the fireplace, and it burned maybe all night?
Yeah. Right.
Yes, I heard of that.
A log.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's what she's got to.
Do you ever hear of a back log or a back stick?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my mama did.
You heard of that? Mm-hmm. What about the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot?
Wait a minute. If you both answer it at the same time,
It
sounds
different?
Yeah. Soot. Uh-huh. What about the stuff that you have to shovel out of the fireplace? You know, when the fire burns down.
I know what it is.
Completely.
You add coal.
It's gotta be.
Or if you took a piece of paper and burned it, all that would be left
would be ashes.
Uh-huh. And talking about things that you'd have in a house, the thing that this thing here is called a
chair.
Uh-huh. What about something longer that,
a bench? That's what you're coming to?
What
a bench?
Uh-huh. What about something you'd have in your house now that maybe 3 people could sit on?
Sofa.
Huh?
Sofa? That's what you're talking about. I don't have any.
Any other names for sofa?
Yeah, settee, I think they used to call them. From the old times. That's what she wants, old time stuff.
Uh-huh.